Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
The hunger fix and your food addictions. My guest is Dr. Pamela Peek. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the fields of nutrition, metabolism, stress, and fitness. My goodness, so many things. So Dr. Peek, when we talk about the plan for the hunger fix and how we can break this addiction that people have to food, whether you're thin or fat, whatever you are, how do we start? What are the foods involved that can either raise up our levels of dopamine and serotonin, whether they mess us up or help us out?
All right. So, you know what I'm into? I'm into a natural high. So instead of getting your dopamine, up because you're having a sugary hit or a sugary, fatty, salty food combo, forget that noise. You can have perfectly fantastic foods that will increase the total amount of dopamine. So, for instance, you want to have foods that are rich in phenylalanine. Ooh-wee! A phenylalanine is, again, one of those wonderful foods that helps you to increase dopamine naturally. It's an amino acid, obviously, and so is tyrosine. So what are we looking for? Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, meats and eggs, fish and seafood, anything from trout to salmon, tuna, whitefish, yellowtail, dairy. How about just plain old low-fat or fat-free dairy? Everything from milk to cottage cheese to yogurt, the vegetables that work really well. There's our little friend, Mr. Kale. Spinach in any form at all, greens in general, Swiss chard, fresh basil. How about watermelon as a fruit? Nuts and seeds. Just about
okay,
all
now you're,
watermelon.
You're mentioning all these foods, and people listening are saying, okay, Dr. Peek, you can mention all these healthy foods. I see them in the produce department. But first of all, I don't know what the heck to do with any of them. And second of all, I don't know if I like the way they taste. I hear people say that I never met a vegetable I didn't like. But how do people get over that taste thing? What if they don't like the way spinach tastes?
Okay, you know something? There are like 300 different ways to be able to prepare spinach that you should like. Plus, you could throw spinach into other things. I have one woman who said the same thing. She says, with spinach, doesn't really use it much by itself as a side dish or anything else. But guess what she loves it in? Soup! You know, she makes this fantastic vegetable soup and just throws it into the soup and just goes crazy over it. So there are lots of different delivery systems for these things, too. You have to be willing to experiment a little bit. There's a lot of the juicing that goes on. You could take a lot of these kinds of foods, everything from fruit to vegetables, and juice them. Add a little bit of ginger, for instance. Oh, my gosh, this stuff is fantastic. But again, you have to want to experiment. In the book, my book, The Hunger Fix, I have a boatload of recipes that allow you to kind of get back and play a little bit with some of this. And none of these involve, just plain old steaming vegetables or whatever. Instead, they involve the chance to be able to really make this stuff so it tastes fantastic. We've got special marinades that work really well, great ways to prepare the soups, the salads, the entrees. There's a lot of different new things that you need to put your foot out there and try instead of the same old, because eating whole foods can be absolutely delicious if you just know how to do it. Well, some of my favorite things that I have in the book are some of the smoothies, and one of my most favorite smoothies of all is a chocolate cherry almond smoothie. Bring it on! And we also have, the full amount of calories and the full breakdown of protein, the rest of it. We use, for instance, almond milk, and we have chopped cherries, some cocoa powder, almonds, obviously, protein powder, flaxseed. And then what you get out of it is yum. Tastes so good. And plus,
I'm looking at that recipe, right?
It's
so this is the main thing. This is the main message, listeners, that Dr. Peek, who's such a smart lady, is giving us, is that it breaks the craving. And I'm looking at things, and what people might find surprising, Dr. Peek, is that you talk whole foods. I myself just don't like the processed foods. If it's a real thing and I don't have to struggle to read the word, better yet, it has no label at all. Now, But the thing people might be surprised at is, like, your Waldorf salad, for example, uses regular mayonnaise. You didn't say low fat. You didn't say fat free. You just said mayonnaise. And people will say, but that's high in fat, mayonnaise. It's, you know, 8 grams of fat per tablespoon or 12 grams of fat, you know, peanut butter, any of these things. But it's not about the calories, is it? It's about the whole food satisfying that craving.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to peanut butter, obviously in the best of all worlds, we'd love for people to be buying the organic. But sometimes people can't afford it. And, you know, maybe it's much more expensive. There's a price point there than just basically getting a peanut butter that works for them. We like the regular peanut butter, not the low-fat necessarily.
Parker Farms.
Because you use a small amount. Just use a small amount.
A small amount. Parker Farms Honey Roasted. It's just honey.
Oh, they do really well.
Just peanut butter. It's just peanuts. Honey Roasted Peanuts. That's all that's in it. And it is so good. Okay, so you have to use those higher fat foods or higher caloric foods, even like avocados, which are just so healthy for us, but in smaller amounts because they do put on the calories. So speak about how you would moderate those calories, because does one craving change to another and now I want the amounts of these things? Does that matter? Does that still make you lose control?
Yes. Here's the deal. The thing that's really, really, really important here, all right, is to remember you want to avoid those foods that you consider to be bingeables. That means you lose control. So a lot of people will have just a small amount of mayonnaise, call it a day. It doesn't even bother them, but what it does, it fills them up. Because fat, particularly in combination with fiber, along with high-quality carbohydrate, are exquisitely satisfying, really, really important. And then obviously protein is a monster in there. The ultimate way to kill a carb craving is actually to combine protein, which oftentimes comes along with a little bit of fat. So it's primarily protein combined with fiber. That just fills you up in a small amount of food. You know, people who are addictive and people have problems with binging and their food addiction eat enormous amounts of food. They have very, very high levels of portions. So you have to watch that very, very carefully. But, you know, what's really cool is these foods will fill you up without filling you out.
That's what's so important. And, I mean, if you're going to binge on foods, it's hard to imagine you're going to binge on avocados. But, of course, you could make it into guacamole, and then there's the chips sitting there next to it, and it's easy to polish off a whole bowl. So better yet, don't make it into guacamole. Just put the avocado on a salad, and then you've got that. And it does fill you up. It really does make you feel that satisfied. So in the last minute here for me, darling, wrap everything up. Tell everybody where they can find this book, but wrap it all up in the connection to food addiction, dopamine, and the Hunger Fix Plan to Detox.
All right. So the name of the book is The Hunger Fix, the 3-Stage Detox Recovery Plan for Overeating and Food Addiction. You could find it anywhere as an ebook, a hardcover, on Amazon, wherever. Go to my website, drpeek.com, drpeek.com. What's the bottom line? No, you're not going crazy. Food addiction is real. The book basically covers the new science that involves a hijacking of the reward center as well as the impairment of the smarty pants part of the brain and what you could do to reverse this completely and live a long life of recovery and optimal management of this.
Well, her 3-stage detox using the mind, the mouth, and the muscle, doing your meditation, working on what you put into your mouth, because those whole real foods are the ones that take away your cravings for the crap and the junk. And then, of course, our muscle, making our bodies feel better by working out and exercising also helps you to reduce those cravings for that food, crap, the addiction. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. The book is called The Hunger Fix, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.